Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Attorney General Ken Paxton issued a letter today to Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, warning some requirements in the county's public health orders are unlawful and can confuse people. Paxton's letters calls for the county to stop the local sheltering-in-place orders, mandates on churches and essential businesses, and mandates on contact tracing and mask wearing, or face legal action. Now, KRLD's LP Phillips says Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price is siding with the AG.
The commissioners felt the restrictions for Dallas County have gone way too far and are hurting far too many. Regarding the warning by the Attorney General, John Wiley Price happens to agree.
The judge took and converted those recommendations to mandatory. The law is real clear. It cannot supersede the governor's order.
Price has maintained that the definition of essential businesses in Dallas County exceeds the scope. He hopes the commissioner's court can settle business without an expensive legal showdown. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Judge Jenkins has just released a statement on this, saying, quote, "We intentionally modeled the public health guidelines based on the governor's recommendations, never imagining he did not want his own guidelines followed. He's asking the public to make decisions based on the recommendations of public health professionals."